Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast for MasterWP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. As the WordPress community grows and evolves, it's important that new people with new ideas join in on the fun. But WordPress lacks, outside of its formal events, is a system for mentorship. Allie Nimmons and prolific mentor Nyasha Green talk about mentorship in WordPress, what it looks like now, and where it could go.
Hey, Nyasha, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Allie?
I'm great. I am so excited to be talking to you. I mean, anytime I get to get on a call and chat with you, I think is a good time. And so on today's episode of the podcast, we are going to be chatting about an article that you wrote that's up on our site right now called Five for the Now, Why WordPress Mentorship Contribution Should Extend Beyond WordCamps. And I think this is such an interesting topic and is such an important community topic specifically and something that you're really well slated to talk about being the prolific mentor that you are. So I had a couple of questions for you to kind of get some more information about what you think about mentorship.
Yeah, let's do it. And I love that title, prolific mentor. I'm going to put that on my Twitter.
You are. You're extremely prolific. You have what, 50 plus mentees right now? That's what I'd call prolific.
Yes.
Cool. So my first thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, like in this article, you talk about, you know, we don't really have a lot of mentors or mentorship within our community, you know, within the width of the community. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that this community in particular struggles with this particular topic?
I think there's a few reasons why. I think the major reason is people don't really know how to mentor. And what I mean by that is people think mentoring is like, you know, I guess like driving to a person's house or signing up for a specific program or, you know, spending a bunch of money to like set up a fancy meeting place to, you know, talk to people. And a lot of people don't know that a mentor is simply someone that can speak into this person, guide them and help them. And there's really not a financial aspect to that, or it doesn't have to be. You can be that mentor that's spending this money or doing these fancy things. But what I've discovered mostly about people trying to get into tech in general, and then in our community specifically, they just need knowledge and, you know, they need resources. And, you know, if we can give that to them, that's way more valuable than just giving them, you know, money or anything fancy, because those resources are going to elevate them professionally.
Yeah, that makes so much sense to me. I definitely feel that. Like, I struggled finding mentors at the beginning, and I've only just started turning around and trying to mentor other people. I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions about, what a mentor is and what that means, as well as like just how to find one, like how to connect with somebody. So, you know, I feel like there might be a misconception as well out there that, you know, maybe somebody thinks, oh, I could be a good mentor. I could talk to people. I could help somebody, but maybe there's not people out there who need that. Maybe there isn't anyone who needs me. How can you imagine that? I mean, based off of your personal experience and other things you've seen, like, what are good methods and ways for mentees and mentors to be able to find each other? Is it really just asking people? Like, is it better to have a formalized structure or organization or form or something like that? Like, what do you feel like is the way to actually encourage people to connect with each other?
So it depends on what type of person you are. Both actually work. I do both. Most of mine is like loose-based mentoring where I meet people online. So social media is like, especially in the age of COVID, like the best way to meet people online that have this need. And, you know, you can, with the technology we have, like Zoom and Skype and things like that, you know, we have so many ways of connecting where you really don't have to meet in person. So that takes a lot of accessibility challenges out of it, too. You know, you might be a great mentor to someone who needs you, and you might be in, you're in Texas, and they might be in, you know, Boston or Massachusetts. You know, but you can still connect because we have all of these tools. But also, if you are just one of those people that it's hard to kind of connect online, and that's perfectly okay. I meet people like that all the time. There are formalized programs to go through. Like we talked about, I'm doing one for a coding program in South Carolina. And they give me new mentees every 6 months. And they are actually working with a program called Persevere Now. And Persevere Now actually helps women in prison that have recently been released learn how to code, and then they get computers, things like that, and they get on the work help. And that's who I'm actually helping to mentor as well. And eat both sides of that, loose mentoring and going to talk to people, and this formalized, like signing up for a program, both have been exceptional. I would recommend both, just depending on what you're more comfortable with.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I feel like people get really intimidated mm-hmm. by the idea of having to operate outside of a system, right? Like
yes.
having to informally, quote unquote, mentor somebody, as opposed to like having, you know, having mentors for the mentors, right? Like having mm-hmm. some kind of guidance for those people to be able to provide them with resources and motivation. And because there's also, I feel like, the thing of, you know, mentors go through imposter syndrome, I would imagine. I mean, oh, yeah. I do with the one person I'm mentoring right now. I'm always like, am I giving her what she needs? Am I checking in with her enough? Am I checking in with her too much? Am I actually being helpful? Am I being distracting? Like, it's this huge learning process. And I would love to be able to do that within a formalized structure. But, you know, like you talk about in your post, we don't really have that mm-hmm. right now. If you could just, you know, snap your fingers and create something within WordPress specifically that gives support to people like you and me who would like to mentor people, what would that look like? Like, all other things being equal, like money is no object, what would that ideal kind of system or program look like?
Well, my ideal program would be first and foremost, people who are part of the program. It could be like a subsection of people, or it could be the mentees themselves, the mentors themselves, going out and actually getting these people. That's the mm-hmm. hardest part. So anybody comfortable with it, actually going to find these people, because I've written about it a couple times. It's so many in teacher-student relationships, which this is kind of one, a teacher-student. The onus is always on the student to mm-hmm. find the person to guide them, to figure out what they want, to, you know, have the resources and, you know, just be ready to ask questions and to do all of this work. But we never ask, are we giving the students enough information and resources to even do that, to come to us, to find us, to have the questions? Sometimes they don't even know who to turn to or mm-hmm. where to turn to. So I think, just going out ourselves, knowing that we were in their shoes one day. We were these people who didn't know what we were going to do professionally. We didn't know what questions to ask. We didn't know what track to take. I think going out and actually finding them, whether it be through like programs that are training people to do code, or training people to do WordPress, or, you know, media relations, marketing, documentation, things like that. Going out and finding these people and saying, hey, do you need help? Mm. Because, you know, the worst thing that can happen in that situation is they say no. And that's not a bad thing. We would just move on.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And like, that is so much of like, I feel like what Contributor Day is about at WordCamps. Mm-hmm. For those listening who might not know, Contributor Day is a session or workshop that a lot of WordCamps will have, usually on the last day. It's just about bringing experienced contributors into a room and adding inexperienced contributors to that room and allowing people to learn how to contribute and what that means and all of those things. And I mean, I've attended a few contributor days. Naisha, I don't know how many you've attended. in my experience, they've always been very unorganized, and I've always been very confused and intimidated. And I've learned a lot, but it's usually a very like, let's all just kind of figure it out sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Have you been to Contributor Days before?
I have not, not in WordPress. I've been to, it's not been called Contributor Day, but I've been to some similar things at other tech conferences. Mm-hmm. And I think they have also been pretty unorganized. So I think organization would also be a major thing we would have to focus on. Mm-hmm. I am not very organized. That's why I am so thankful for my former program that I go through, because I do steal ideas from them. And they said it's okay. But I do steal ideas from them to use with my mentees. And my mentors who actually got me into WordPress, if they had not found me, I cannot see any way that I would have been into the WordPress community. Mm-hmm. So I always take what I learn and I pass it along and I use it to help others. So definitely more organization would be perfect for, you know, having something like this in the WordPress community.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I mean, I think that I would love to see something like that. I think we struggle sometimes with having things deorganized because we have this, you know, admirable to a degree thought process of like, well, if it's too organized or if people are being forced to do things in a very particular way, that might be unattractive to some people, or that might be complicated for some people and they're going to give up. Or we don't want to make it feel like work, or we don't want to make it feel like school. Yeah. And, you know, there's a reason why work feels like work and school feels like school, right? Like that's how people yeah. are productive and that's how people learn. So yeah, I'm a big fan of more organization in the WordPress community space overall. And I think mm-hmm. that Contributor Days are a perfect place for that to kind of come to light. And using that like maybe as a template, right? Of like, okay, if we can kind of nail how we do Contributor Days, who's to say we can't have like a larger structure of community days that exists throughout the year that acts as a sort of a mentorship system or program for people, you know, maybe with the focus of on how to contribute to WordPress, but contributing to WordPress gives you so many other skills that you can use so many yes. other places as well. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by MasterWP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. Press the Issue is also sponsored by WP Wallet. WP Wallet is a new way to organize client plugin license keys and invoices with one simple and intelligent tool. Never miss a license renewal, never lose a license key, and never struggle with invoicing again with WP Wallet. Visit us at WPWallet.com. Now, back to the podcast.
So I'm curious, you know, the title of the article is about mentoring extending beyond WordCamps, right? We've been talking mm-hmm. about Contributor Day, but if we're looking beyond that, who do you see that falling on, right? We just talked about a lot of times the impetus for these things falls on the mentee, but who really should it fall on? Should it fall on just us as the mentors? Should it fall on, you know, community leaders? Should it fall on businesses and business owners who make their money off of WordPress? Like, who should be kind of leading that charge? Should it be a community thing? Should it be from the WordPress Foundation? Should it be automatic? Like, who should be kind of at the head of that hierarchy, do you think?
Everyone. I know it seems like an in general answer, but this is why I say everyone. The first thought when I've been asked that before, and the first thought that comes to everyone's mind is like, these businesses, the big ones, the major ones, you know, sometimes people say automatic, they should be doing this because they have the money. Mm-hmm. Totally understand. Money does make things easier. A lot of people, a rough thing about this is sometimes people don't see the value in this. They're like, okay, if I take time out of my day to do this for someone, how will I benefit? And getting people to see the value in that, it's hard. Businesses, they see money, and if they see money to be made, like, hey, that's, you know, we're getting more people in, that's workers for us in the future. You know, they have a bigger incentive to do it. Understandable, very understandable to an extent to me. The reason I say that is because I am not 100% sure that if we put it in the hands of businesses, it will stay, you know, community focused. Yeah. And I'm one of those people, like, we should most importantly, we should be serving these people who want to be in this community. We shouldn't be trying to, you know, just only do this because we know they're going to make a profit for us later. We should be doing this because they're going to improve our community. They're going to make things better for all of us. I guess I'm on a Bernie Sanders WordPress kick, I guess.
Socialism and WordPress.
Yeah. So it's just businesses get a bad rap, but there are already so many businesses doing so many great things as well. So they definitely shouldn't be left out. Like GoDaddy is paying for our food for one of our meetings for our work camps, our WordPress meetup that we're starting in South Carolina. And, you know, we didn't go and ask them, they volunteered. Yeah. And, you know, so things like that, I think if we could work with businesses to, you know, maybe help out a little financially, they'll still get the benefits that they're looking for, if they're looking for that. I don't want to say that's what GoDaddy is looking for or any of the other businesses. But, you know, if we all come together, we will all benefit. And then we all won't have to do as much hard work, because it's definitely harder for me to mentor versus a major company. Yeah. It's one of me. So
for sure. And I mean, it sounds like what you're talking about is balance, right? Like if a company comes in and they say, okay, we're going to sponsor X amount, you know, yeah, that is going to benefit them. It benefits their brand awareness, I would say, in largest part, at least like the most immediate payoff is like, we could put our name on this. People see that we've done this. It builds a positive impression. The people who are in it see that we've sponsored this thing that they like, that makes them happy. And I mean, yeah, GoDaddy is a great example of a company that really turned their whole ship around based off of saying what's a worthwhile group or project or person to invest in. Let's invest our money in them thoughtfully. And now, you know, GoDaddy is viewed very differently than they were viewed 5-10 years ago. And so I think that I'm never going to look at a company and be like, no, I don't want your money for this thing I'm trying to do. Like, I love when companies do that. And I understand as a company, yeah, you do have to be looking at, well, what's in it for us? We can't just throw money at things blindly. We have to be smart about it. But I definitely, anybody who knows me will agree, I have your back in terms of like too much company involvement is super scary to me. Because then you become beholden to that company and you feel like, well, we have to do what's in your interest because you gave us money, right? It's this kind of unofficial contract all of a sudden that you have with them. I think as a whole, as a community, personally, I think we're a little bit too afraid of that. Like we're a little bit too afraid to move more into that balance of letting companies and corporations and stuff be involved in things. Like, I think we have this idea that everything has to be very grassroots, has to be very individual. And that's not my favorite thing in the whole world sometimes, right? Like, I think it limits us in a lot of ways because we're afraid that somebody is going to get, somebody's going to feel a type of way, right? If it's like, oh, well, I don't like GoDaddy, so then I don't want to be part of this project if GoDaddy's associated with it. Like, I don't know. I think that whole argument is a little silly. And I think that when it comes to things like, you know, building like a mentorship program or or beefing up the organization of Contributor Day, I think we get a little bit too afraid to lean on people to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, even though I'm like, you know, scared of companies. I agree that we still don't let them do enough in the WordPress space. And it's, like you said, like we want to be grassroots, we want to be transparent. You can still do that. We're not the only community that wants that. And other communities, they have that and they still get that money and they still get that help from those companies. So we definitely could take a page out of someone else's books by looking at how they did it and how they stayed true to themselves. Valid concerns, but I'm with you. It's like it's time for us to, you know, open up. We're not. One of the people I quoted, Kim, I think her name is Lipari. Oh, hi. Lipari. Yes, I got it. Yes.
She's great.
Yeah, she is awesome. And I really loved her. I really loved her article on how WordPress isn't a small community anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we're bigger, and but people don't want to grow with the community. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, so many things are not changing, but we have to. It's like we can either work with it, we can grow and we can change and we can, you know, do it on our own terms, or we can just be stagnant. And what will happen to the community then?
Yeah.
That's such a major thing for me. So I definitely agree. We could definitely use more help. And mm-hmm. it works. It works. We can make it work. If we keep our checks and balances and we stay true to our mission, I definitely think it will work.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And I'm going to have to read what Kim wrote, because I very much feel like WordPress is we're like a teenager right now. Mm-hmm. We're in this very teenagery phase where we're becoming something different. And we don't really know exactly what that is. And we want to kind of hold on to the childhood portion of our history. And I think that that's hurting us in a lot of ways. But yeah, I think people like you who sit around and think about the specific ways that we can grow in terms of like, wouldn't it be great if we had more mentorship and more systems for mentorship, like mm-hmm. those kinds of things can have all of these great ripple effects, I think, into helping us mature as a community. So I'm going to keep bothering you about when are you going to build out a mentorship program, Naisha? When are you going to work on this? When are you going to make this happen? Because I think if there's anyone in this community right now who can do something like that, it is you. No pressure.
No pressure, I guess, as my voice goes higher. No, oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I definitely want to do it. I've even before I got into tech, I was all about giving back, and not even that, like just I guess people call it paying it forward, but it's mm-hmm. like you look at your community. It could be the WordPress community, it could be the tech community, it can be your neighborhood that you live in, and you look around, and if you see something you don't like, what are you going to do to change it? Are you going to just talk about it? Are you going to ignore it? Or are you going to start change? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's broad. How do you start change when you're thinking about things in your community? Mm-hmm. You have to sometimes be that person. You have to take that first step.
Yeah.
And then when you think about why you want to do it, what I like to think is, if I see something I know works and I want to see it in my community, that's enough for me to go out there and do it. I know it will work. And the value I find in it, that thing that certain people struggle with, is knowing that I'm going to make this community as great as things I've seen before. The yeah. stuff I see right in front of me, it's going to be community-wide. And that's the value I see in things. And a lot of people never really think about that. And that's why I'm here to help them think about that as well. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want your community to look like? Do you know you can have a direct hand in that?
Okay.
But nah, I'm just one person. So am I. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah. The ocean is made up of many drops of water. You know, yeah. like it all matters. And what I'd love for people to walk away with too, as well, from what you just said, is like a lot of people, I think, believe that when you love something, you don't want it to change, right? You want it to stay the same. And I completely disagree with that, right? Like, we're not meant to just stay the same always. We're human beings, and human beings are always pushed toward change and growth and evolution and the desire to constantly be better. You don't want something to be better if you don't care about it, right? Like, I'm not out here pushing for a sport team to be better because I don't care about sports. I'm not going to spend my time on that. Right. This is mm-hmm. the community I care about. And this is the community that I would like to change for the better. And I feel like recently I've been hearing a lot of kind of thoughts around if you want to change this community so much, it means you don't care about it or you don't love it. And I think that's a little nonsense.
I agree. You yeah. imagine if it changed and you loved it even more.
Right.
You could sit back and think, wow, if I never took that chance, I would never know this love. Mm-hmm. Like, who wants to think like that?
And imagine if it changed for the better and somebody else found out how much they loved it, right?
Yeah.
and more people joined us and it grew and became bigger and better. And I do love this community very much. And I do want to change it very much.
Same.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Naisha. This is super fun as always. I highly recommend, if you're listening, to head on over to our website, find Naisha's article, give it a read. We will link it in the show notes as well so you can find it. And yeah, please go ahead and keep this conversation going. Tag us on social media about how something we said today made you mad, and we'll talk to you about it.
We sure will.
We sure will. All right. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of Master WP, produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted, edited, and musically supervised by Monet Davenport, and mixed and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/pressTheIssue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.